But now I've been in Palenque a million times. Well, I've been raised around Palenque here, out here around in these woods all my life. Mm-hmm. And I've been there when it wasn't a sign of a sidewalk into town, not a sign.
I drove horses and
wagons
up and down.
Drove horses and wagons right up and down Lemon Street to Hannibal. Nothing but just the mud and water.
Huh?
Rode horses up and down the streets. Used to run horse races up way up towards the front end of Lemon Street there. Yeah.
Say if you went to, say if you're walking along and animal jumped out and scared you.
Huh?
Say if you were walking along and an animal scared you, you might reach down and pick up a...
You might pick up a... a lighter, not a stick or something to throw at him, or
okay.
If he didn't have no gun or nothing, but... And I've had a minion one. Well, now we have what we call a...
I'd be scared if I could pick up it, no.
We have a... Here, what we call a catamount. Of course, he's a bobcat, what he is. He's a big cat, bobtail cat. He ain't tail him about that long. But, and then we have the regular little... regular wildcat that we called him. And used to be, now I ain't seen one lately, but I have seen them here at Panstry. They used to be here. I walk right up to them in the woods before, and I'd be right at him. Be close to that car, maybe, or close to before I'd see him. And he wouldn't offer to bother you, and I'd turn and walk off, and unless you done something to him to make him mad, you know, hem him up.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't bother you.
What'd you call that bobcat?
Huh?
What'd you call that bobcat?
Cat? We call him bobcat. But I told some people call him catamounts.
Catamounts?
Catamounts, yeah. I don't know which would be right. I don't know just which name would be right, catamount or bobcat. But here for late years,
mm-hmm.
I used to, when I was a boy, everybody called him catamounts. But here for late, a lot of people just leave the catamount off and just call them bobcats, bobs.
Mm-hmm.
But...
I guess they were pretty dangerous animals.
Huh?
I guess they were pretty dangerous animals.
No, they won't bother you unless you tinker with them. Make them ham them up or catch them or get them foul or kind of hemmed up. You know, and get them mad, they won't bother you just walk along through the woods or road. Because I walked close to them and me to you, right, sitting right up side of the road. Maybe be sitting right up the side of the road like a dog or something would be sitting there. He wouldn't offer to bother me at all, just turn and walk home. Wouldn't bother me. Suppose if you tangled with him and made him mad, well, then he'd light on to you. But... used to be a man here in the woods. At one jumped onto him one night and come mud and I eaten him up, but he didn't.
I don't know what to do if I saw one of those things.
Huh?
I don't think I know what to do if I saw one of those things. Say if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you'd say, well, I guess he's not.
I'd say, I reckon he's not home.
Okay.
All gone one way or the other.
And, say if you went into town and happened to see a friend of yours, and you hadn't been looking for your friend, but you just happened to see him, you'd say, this morning I ran